This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, to another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the founder of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. One and only Mr. Bill Warner is standing by. Bill is not only the founder of this wonderful event held once a year in the great state of Florida, but also a seasoned automotive journalist, a great photographer with Road and Track, and an author of a great book along with Tom Cotter about the cars of Cuba. Boy, did I enjoy that one. That's all straight ahead in this half hour. We'll also be joined a little later on in this hour by Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. And he's going to be telling us about some forgotten Mopar engines. He's a bit of a historian. He's put together a really nice piece, so I'll look forward to chatting with him coming up a little bit later on in this hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, so feel free to call. We are here live right now. A lot of shows on the weekend are on tape. But we are here, and we are going to be taking your calls or emails. Bob@autoworldradio.com is probably the best one for you guys to shoot your email questions or comments or anything that we can help you out with my way. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman who I've known for umpteen years. He's the former recipient of the Maguire's Man of the Year Award, Person of the Year Award. He's a seasoned automotive journalist, great photographer. He's an author, and he is the gentleman that started it all at Amelia Island. The Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance has grown from a small event to a worldwide honored event, and it's my pleasure to welcome Bill Warner back to Auto World. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Fine. How about yourself?
Hanging in there, my friend. How about your health these days? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, we Jane and I went over for Retromobile, then I had to come back to Philadelphia for the AACA national meet, which was nice. It's just that I haven't seen my luggage since Friday. It's lost somewhere on Delta.com, so if anybody out there from Delta can help me out, find my luggage.
Oh, that's great. Great story, Bill. Let's talk about Retromobile. I know Barry Maguire years ago told me a little bit about it, but that's an event I've never attended. Tell us a little bit about what it's like.
Well, it's a fabulous automobile show. A lot of dealers. There's a lot more dealers, you know, in Europe than there are in the United States. And it's so compact that they all participate. But Francois Melcion, who puts it on, has expanded the show from one large hall of a couple hundred thousand square feet to three. They had 600 cars under a roof with some of the rarest. They had a Ferrari Grand Prix car displayed. It was second to none. They had the early Delage Grand Prix cars. They had five of them on display. It's a must-do. Everybody's got to put that on their bucket list. It's terrific.
That's great. I want to
congratulate
you. And
the food in Paris is pretty good, you know.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I know my wife went there when she was 16 years old and still talks about it today. I have never been. The only place that I've ever been outside of this country, Bill, is to the Frankfurt Motor Show, courtesy of one of our automakers, and that was something I will never forget. I hope someday I'll get the chance to see both Paris and would love to see Goodwood someday and would love to tour all those Italian car factories and German car factories and would love to attend Geneva, the motor show in Geneva, which all of my journalist friends rave about every year.
Geneva is the show in Europe for new cars, and Retromobile is the show in Europe for the classic cars. Now, in addition to Retromobile, I got the Essen show, which is very good also, and that's in April. But the market was wild over there at the auctions. I mean, there were some prices being paid for what I would consider used cars. There's a new buyer in the marketplace, I think. And they're younger and they want newer cars.
Yeah, I've noticed that too in watching a lot of the auction coverage on the TV, that some of the auction companies themselves have kind of transformed a little bit in their specialties, and certainly Barrett-Jackson is one that comes to mind. The Barrett-Jackson of 2017 is not the Barrett-Jackson of 1997, or let alone an earlier Barrett-Jackson. It's quite a bit a different animal, and of course all the other auctions have their specialties, and R.M. Sotheby's will be represented, of course, as the official auction during the Amelia Island Concours, which is coming up March 10th through 12th in beautiful Amelia Island off Jacksonville in Florida. Bill is a Jacksonville guy, and I started to say I want to congratulate you. I had your buddy Tom Cotter on the show, and we talked about the Cars of Cuba book, and I remember when you told me you were going there. Tell us a little bit about that experience. That must have been quite something.
Well, yeah, I went down first in 2009, and I've been back three more times since. It's changing a lot now. I'm glad I went when I did before some of the changes that are going on to kind of see it in its in the purity of what was Cuba. Yeah, we're real happy, Tom, and I'm real happy with the book. It's gone into its second printing, and it's gone into a French language printing. So it's much the success of the book is much more than what we anticipated.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about Amelia Island 2017. You're going to be honoring, as usual, a racer, a great racer, a member of the Unser family. Tell us more.
Yeah, Al Unser Sr. will be our honoree. And we'll have, I think we've got pretty close to a dozen cars from his career, including the four Indy winners. And we're really excited about that because it's going to be the first time in a while that all four of his Indy winners have been together.
That's going to be cool. Absolutely. Tell us about some of the other cool things that you've got in store for this year. You do such a wonderful job, Bill. And again, last year, of course, you won that wonderful accolade, worldwide recognition from the UK, and so deserving. So many people, you know, now say openly that they prefer your event, Amelia, over the great happenings on the Monterey Peninsula. You just bring a special magic.
I appreciate it. We're kind of different. We do some things that are humorous or entertaining from what I call the goofy standpoint. Other things we're doing streamliners, and I've sourced out streamliners from every racing discipline. Don Garlitz has let us have the streamliner Jockos, which is the first full-bodied streamliner in drag racing. We've got a Van Wall Formula One car, which is one of the first of the streamlined Grand Prix cars. We've got the Spirit of Rhett from Charlie Nierberg, which is the fastest single engine normally aspirated car that ran at Bonneville at 417 miles an hour. We've got the Mercedes 540K Streamliner, the Oldsmobile Aerotech, the Streamline Birdcage Maserati from the sports car side of it, and Stumar Special, which was the only Streamline Indy car. So we had the Indy car, Formula One, the K&K Dodge for NASCAR. So the Streamliner class I'm excited about. We're doing the 60th anniversary of the DJAG victory at Le Mans.
Oh, wonderful. We'll take a quick stop
here right now.
Yeah, we're going to put it in neutral, take a break, and then more with Bill Warner straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My golden retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Oh.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Stanley will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. That's working. Don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on our great radio stations, like the one you're listening to right now, plus around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. And if you're listening to us in archive form, podcast form, on demand form, It doesn't matter. You can still participate with the emails to me 24/7, and all contests and trivia that we do live here also translates to anybody who is listening to us at perhaps a later time. Bill Warner is with us, telling us all about the excitement going to be happening at Amelia Island 2017. And before that hard network break, Bill, you were telling us about the honoree, and you were also telling us about some of the other things that you're honoring, the anniversary of what particular vehicle or event?
60th anniversary of the D-Type Jaguar victory at Le Mans. And there's Jaguar won Le Mans three times, and two of the cars exist in complete state. And we've got the 56-57 winner that are going to be on display along with 10 other D-Type Jaguars and three XKSSs, including the Steve McQueen car. Let's see what else. We're doing Cars of the Movies with the James Bond Aston Martin from Goldfinger, the Corvette Stingray from Elvis Presley's movie Clambake,
and
the Ferrari Nart Spider from the Thomas Crown Affair. We got 11 cars in that class, and we're doing 50th anniversary of Camaro with Camaro number one, and some one-off
great
people haven't seen.
That's fantastic. I'm sure. In addition to all the great classic cars, of course, the new car companies will be there and be offering some test rides of their latest vehicles. And quite often you have judges who are designers with the car companies, and also car companies like to show off some concept vehicles. Anything on the docket for 2017 with that?
We're doing two classes called Japanese Power with famous Japanese production cars and famous Japanese prototype cars like the Mazda 787B, which won Le Mans, the first Japanese car to win Le Mans. We got the first Japanese car to win the Daytona 24. We got the first Japanese car to win Sebring. We've got some Pete Brock Bob Sharp cars. We got the Trans Am car of John Morton's. Acura will be there with a new NSX on display, which is just now getting to the public. And there's always prototypes and early cars there. We'll have the Cadillac DPI Daytona prototype car that recently won the Daytona 24 Hour. So it's busy.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like it. And every year, as you say, you do this not only for raising all kinds of money for various charities, and we'll touch on that, but you do it with a little bit of humor, and you usually come up with one class that is very unique. I remember the year it was named after places in Florida. That was one of my favorites. And
cars named after towns in Florida. We even, we had the Chevrolet Biscayne show car, the MUP prototype, and Ferrari Daytona, and the Rambler Palm Beach, which was a concept car from the 50s. This year, I would have to say, we don't have a really good, goofy class. The movie cars are going to be most entertaining. But they're serious cars. I mean, they're not like the advertising cars we did one time. So, yeah, it's always a challenge.
I'm sure, and it's a lot of work to put on this show. I'm sure you're going to see record crowds. Every year it seems to get bigger, Bill, and every year you get more and more accolades. But as I said, this is no easy job. This is a 365-day-of-the-year job, and you put so much of your own personal stamp on it that it's just a great affair that everybody needs to come and see at least once. The dates here for 2017, once again, coming up for Amelia Island just around the bend. You're not going to want to miss it. What are those dates, Bill?
March 10th, 11th, and 12th. And of course, we have the seminars on Friday and Saturday, the men behind the victories on Japanese racing on Friday, and the Jaguar. We got Norman Dewis, who developed the C&D Jaguar. He's 96 years old, coming over from the UK. Guy is as sharp as a tack at 96.
That's great. minute, and let's talk a little bit about all the money that you've raised over the year for various charities. This is a major part of what makes Amelia so special.
Yeah, we our biggest charity is Community Hospice for Terminally Ill Children and Adults. We do spina bifida. My granddaughter was born spina bifida, so that's very important to Jane and I. We do the Navy Marine Corps Relief Fund. We're the largest single contributor to the Mayport Navy Marine Corps Relief Fund. We do a Shop with Cops program for underprivileged children every Christmas. And we try to spread the joy around. We did Micah's Place for Abused Women. We try to make sure the money goes in the community to charities that reach the needy the most.
Well, Bill, as usual, it's always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. And again, I thoroughly recommend that everybody check out the 2017 rendition of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance held at the Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island March 10th through 12th. And folks can visit the website. And can you actually buy tickets on the website?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good idea?
Discounted tickets on the website, so that's the best way to get them. And that's www.ameliaconcours.org. Now, don't put island in, just ameliaconcours.org.
And every year the Automotive Fine Arts Society does a wonderful job of having an appearance at Amelia. Are we going to see those folks again this year?
Well, we'll have artists there. There some are members of the Automotive Fine Arts Society and some aren't. But we've kind of redefined that some. And they're a great group, but we wanted to reach out to some artists who haven't been recognized.
And one thing we should point out is a relatively new event you've only been doing for a couple of years, and that happens on Saturday morning, be March 11th, and that's Cars and Coffee at the Concours.
And that's free to the public, and it has gone crazy, Bob. We've got over 400 cars. We had to cut it off, and many of the cars would be great on the Concours field the next day. I mean, it shows the passion that's out there in the market. We have people who come halfway across the country just do Cars and Coffee on Saturday. And like I say, it's free to the public. It's the way of our giving back to come out for those who can't be there on Sunday for one reason or another. We'll give them a decent show on Saturday.
And, of course, the folks at RM Sotheby's will be having their preview and their wonderful sale. Have they got anything really special going over the block this year? They always have special.
Well, kind of almost tragically special. Our friend Orrin Smith passed away earlier in the year. He has a fabulous collection, very eclectic. Everything from 427 Cobra to Duesenberg to Rolls Royces. And that'll be auctioned off. RM's on the 2 days, Friday and Saturday.
Wow, 2 days this year. Well, hang with us for another moment, and we'll wrap up on the other side.
Sure.
This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming back with Bill Warner and then the old car guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live, and we are so appreciative of you being with us here on Auto World. Auto World first went on the air back in 1992 at this very same time, and over the years I've been very blessed to host other shows as well, including Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly, Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars, Deals on Wheels, and many, many more. And throughout all of those shows, the gentleman with us right now has been on every one of them. He is the founder of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance and a great car guy himself, photographer for Road and Track, and author of a wonderful book along with Tom Cotter on the cars of Cuba. Bill, thank you so much for hanging with us for a few more moments.
Sure.
So that's big news that RM is going to 2 days. That's not to be overlooked.
It's an interesting time period. The auction houses are facing some challenges, and there's a new younger buyer, and they're buying different cars than what they bought before. You know, the American classics and the car that we've always thought of as being Concours kind of cars are kind of fallen on hard times, I think, and the high-performance cars of the 80s and 90s seem to be very popular.
Yeah, not to mention cars like the Ford GT designed by Carmelo Pardo, which is close to your heart. I mean, there's an example of a relatively new vehicle, or even the Porsche Carrera GT. There's another relatively new car. How many years old, 13 years old it would be, and those go for big bucks, not to mention McLarens and other things if you were fortunate enough to be playing with that kind of money. But you're right, the buyers are doing some different things, and it is a little bit of an unusual period. Do you think we'll see the day when we'll actually, I know it would certainly fit in for a kind of a comedy class of cars, but when you look at the decade of the 1970s, there were an awful lot of, let's call them funky-looking vehicles, everything from the AMC Pacer to the Matador to, oh, dozens of others. The 1970s wasn't exactly known, especially from the American manufacturers, as being the era of great design.
Well, I don't know if it's even my lifetime. there's a terminology for things like the Pacer. They call them nerd cars. But I appreciate them, but yeah, it'll be the guy that follows me that has to deal with that.
Very good. I love the look of this Oldsmobile Aero car, the concept car. What a beautiful design that is. And
actually, that was a Mars chassis with an Oldsmobile engine and a body designed by Ed Welbert. And
wow.
You know, that car ran with 270 miles an hour at Fort Stockton, Texas. It's really pretty cool.
It's a beautiful design. And Ed, I understand, is hanging up his hat as design director of GM. What a great story that is in itself, as a young boy writing to GM wanting to know how he could become a car designer, and then all those years later to be appointed the chief designer, head of design, a position that had only been held by literally about four people.
Yeah, he was vice president of design, global design for General Motors. So he was the highest you can go in design. Of course, the ones before him were Harley Earl, Bill Mitchell, Irv Rubicki, Chuck Jordan, Wayne Sherry, and then Ed, and now Mike Simcoe has taken over. And Mike's a real car guy, too, car and motorcycle guy. So I think General Motors has had a really good run of designers. And the new Chevys are terrific looking, the new Impala and the Malibu. I think they did a great job on that.
And performance-wise, you can't argue with that Z06 Corvette or the ZL1 Camaro just introduced with the same exact engine, rated at the same numbers. So Al Oppenheiser, who's the chief engineer, a great friend, has done a wonderful job with the second coming of the Camaro. It's a great time to be a car guy in the new car marketplace, Bill. If you've got the credit and you've got the funds, one or the other, boy, there are some incredible performance cars out there.
There really are. You know, back in the 70s, we thought this performance thing would be over with all the emissions and collision requirements and everything. But the manufacturers have stepped right up and are doing just a fabulous job of meeting all the restrictions and bringing exciting cars.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you very much for your time here today. Give out the official website once again for the Amelia Island Concours.
It's www.amelia, A-M-E-L-I-A, Concours, concours.org. And, Bob, I'll give you a call next week, and we'll talk about what the future is going to be for us.
Yeah, that sounds great, Bill. Hopefully I'll get up there myself. I know my crew, Don Jones and Sam Gaw, will be there, but I'm hoping we'll make it as well. But let's talk off air next week.
Okay, I will look forward to it. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's 38 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Auto World. And before we go to Auto World, let me just tell you about a new sponsor. Folks, this is, of course, Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, and I've got some great news. We have new sponsors who distribute AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 years of experience. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your cars, trucks, boats, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact George Douglas at oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. Or contact Dan Watson at the Lube page. That's the Lube page. Or call 800-370-2986. Now we go back to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our regular contributors. He is the CEO and founder of the Old Car Guys and the gentleman that introduced me to George Douglas from AMS Oil. Here he is, the one and only Don Jones. How you doing, Don?
Oh, I'm doing real well. Just we're up in the Summit at the swap meet up there yesterday, and ran into a fellow that bought out a Pontiac dealership. So we're going to go back up and see what kind of Pontiac parts we can sell for the fellow.
Oh, that's cool.
Another great week being down here in southern Florida. It's been pouring sunshine.
Yeah, as you said, you get a little bit extra sun this time of the year, and I'm sure you're enjoying being away from the winter of St. Louis.
Yeah, we were talking. I'm staying at my daughter's house down here at Fort Myers. She had some friends over today, and we were comparing the summer down or winter down here, the winter up north, and how when some of the folks go up to visit their relatives, if they look all pasty and like they're living in igloos and something. So, yeah, I feel better every day that I'm down here in the sunshine.
That's great. You put together a wonderful piece here on underrated Mopar hot rod engines, and certainly Mopar was in this news this past week at the Chicago Auto Show Press Days with some new special edition vehicles. But let's talk about some of these underrated engines, including the very famous Slant 6 225.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people have respect for the little Slant 6, but I think, you know, the whole generation of hot rodders now just don't think about old fist bangers.
Now, that's true. When we come back from the break, we'll tell folks more about the Slant 6 225 and lots more. This is Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is,
once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent.
A vehicle service contract just makes sense.
And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
When you get a chance, check out my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, as well as NorthAmericanDriver.com. I have a brand new review of the 2017 Toyota Prius 4 that I had the opportunity to sample just a short while back, and I was pleasantly surprised. This is by far the best one to date. And speaking of websites, be sure and check out theoldcarguys.com. Don Jones is with us, the founder, CEO of The Old Car Guys, and he's telling us about underrated Mopar hot rod engines. And we're starting with the Slant 6, the 225. And you're right, a lot of younger people don't realize that six cylinders sometimes is more than enough.
Yes. You know, this little Slant 6, it wasn't very big, only 225 cubic inches, but there's still a lot of feed equipment you can find for this. Two-barrel, four-barrel manifolds, they're making aftermarket headers. You can even buy high-compression forged pistons and performance cams. So they're a little lightweight engine that we used to refer to as being bulletproof. They're very forgiving if you overheat them or run them God forbid, low on oil. And for a few bucks, you can get a car or put an engine together, and it'll do a 10 or 11 second quarter mile and still get pretty good gas mileage. There's even aftermarket fuel injectors that'll fit on these rascals that really put some power out.
Wow, that's very cool. Tell me about an engine called 318 LA. What did the LA stand for, Don?
Yeah, basically, the original 318s were just called the A engine, and the L was kind of a redesign that Mopar came out with in 64, and it was a lighter, better version that was only about 50 pounds heavier than the 6. So the 273 and its bigger brother, the 318, were a very lightweight engine to step up, that little VA would fit in a Valiant or the little 64, 65 Barracudas without much problem at all and generate up to about 235 horsepower with a four-barrel. So nowadays, with the add-on speed equipment, you can probably get upwards of 400 horsepower without too much problem out of one of those little rascals. or even if you went and found better sets of heads, so you could get online and do a Google search for the best heads for a 318 or the best manifold and come up with some inexpensive ways of modifying that engine up into that higher 300 horsepower bracket and have a little sleeper engine. And keep in mind, it looks just like a little 273, an extra 45 cubic inches, an extra 50 horsepower could be your own little secret. So
that's cool.
Very good engine to start with.
Let's talk about another engine with an unusual letter designation next to it. It's the 383RB. What's the RB stand for?
Well, this is another situation where Chrysler, Mopar came out with a good idea, then a year or two later made it better. And the B stands for the size of the block. They were what we might call a big block now, and the R was for the raised version of the block. And after the 1950, 1959, they redesigned the block that was raised a little bit, allowing for a larger crankshaft and longer rods to be put in. So we were able to take that 383 engine and stroke it out all the way up to 440 cubic inches. So this kind of allowed for these bigger and better engines that came lately. So there are still a lot of 383s out there. They were very, very popular in the early 60s, going all the way, I guess, into about the mid-70s. The parts are there, and there's a lot of interchangeability between the 383 and the 440. So these are, you know, great little engines. They're not able to take much of a bore, but you've got a pretty good size engine there to begin with, 383 cubic inches.
And as we move up in size, there is an incarnation called 440 RB. This is also a raised block engine.
Right. True. This was the biggest version, the biggest stock version that Mopar came out with. And these engines were capable of developing between 400 and 425 horsepower. Horsepower-wise, I believe they could probably outperform a Hemi engine in certain situations. And they were much more street-worthy than the Hemi engines. They didn't have as complicated of a tuning regimentation that you had to go through, and were just pretty much better a street strip engine than the Hemis were. There's still a lot of them out there. You can find them in cars going into the late 60s all the way into the late 70s, I believe. A lot of parts are available for them and a lot of aftermarket parts. So it's easy to build one between 400, 425 horsepower without bankrupting your 401.
That's cool.
That's retirement accounts for us old guys.
That's right. Let's talk about some early Hemis. I mean, most people, when they think of Hemis, they think of the 426 from the late 60s, early 70s. But there were Hemis going way back into the 50s.
All right, yeah, even before the 50s. But the ones that we really want to talk about are the ones that popped up towards the mid-50s. The three that I like, and I guess the most desirable engine would be the 392. There's a lot of speed equipment for them. The engine was available from about 1956 to around 1959, and they're cool looking. They're a little bit heavier and harder to work on. There's still an awful lot of parts out there that'll fit them. There's a smaller version, or there's another engine, the 354, which was the first engine that was able to break the cubic inch to horsepower barrier. They did that in early 1957. So, you know, they had stock with dual quads, a 1957 Mopar or Chrysler, I guess probably 300. I think it was a C or a D, would put out 354 horsepower. So those parts are still out there and they're fairly easy to come by. Of course, they got a little brother, the 331. There's a lot of parts that are interchangeable between those two engines. There are a lot of them out there. And when people start telling you how rare they are, well, not when you're the old car guy. I was down in Springfield, Missouri in late August, early September, and a fellow had 50 of them for sale. So 50? They're out
wow.
there, and not that expensive.
Wow, that's amazing. 50 Hemi engines at one.
Yep, they were 1950 to 1958. They were a lot of different size Hemis, but he did say that he had the more desirable ones, which were the ones I mentioned, the 331, 354, 392. And I hooked him up with a couple of guys that I think might have bought them, but I really haven't heard back. No matter what, either the guys still got them up around Kansas City or one of our salvage yards picked them up. Shoot me an email if you're looking for one. I'll try to run it down for you.
That sounds great. And, Don, remind everybody about your email address as well as your telephone number, because when you visited up here in the greater Orlando area, you were getting lots of calls, and you pick right up the old car guy.
That's right. Yep. You get a hold of me at theoldcarguys@gmail.com or call me at 314-306-7507. But it's just as easy to go to my website, use that new search engine, put in what you want, and it'll take you to the salvage yards or the places that's most likely to have it.
That's cool. And I know your website traffic is doing quite well, and I'm so glad to hear that. And every now and then you even get some folks from overseas giving you a call. Is that a trend that you see expanding?
I've been really working the social media for the past month, and we're picking up more and more folks from overseas, both looking for parts, but also potential advertisers on the website for different aftermarket products, primarily different LED lighting and fasteners and whatnot. So we're looking at trying to find the best.
Well, you do the best at theoldcarguys.com. Everybody check it out. Don, thank you so much for your time here today.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. I'm Bob Long.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-